This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our class of Aqeedah. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss the issue of Iman. We started with the book of Iman, and we started with the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, because it is the essence of that chapter. Now, in hadith Jibreel, which is the first hadith in Sahih Muslim. And I asked you last time to read it. Did you go back and read the hadith? Yes or no? Okay, you read it all? Because it's also online, sahihmuslim.com. It's the first hadith there. In this hadith, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Messenger in a form of a man. And he asked him about Islam. He asked him about Iman. He asked him about Ihsan. And every time, the Prophet ﷺ answers, Jibreel ﷺ says, Sadaqt, you have told the truth. And the companions did not know who was it until he left. And then the Prophet ﷺ told them it was Jibreel, because it was strange for them to see someone who they don't know. And it doesn't seem that he was traveling. So who was it? He came and he sat exactly in front of the Messenger ﷺ. He put his hands on his thighs. So that was strange for them. So the Prophet ﷺ told them it was Jibreel, and he came to teach you your religion. So this hadith is essential because it talks about all aspects of our religion. Now, if you read the hadith, you will notice that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned five things about Islam. These are the pillars of Islam: shahadatain, the testimony, salah, zakah, fasting, and hajj. Then we have the pillars of Iman. So let's take a look at the pillars of Iman. Here, the Prophet ﷺ told him, you affirm your faith in Allah, which means to believe in Allah, in His angels. So we have belief in Allah, angels, in His books, in His prophets, in the Day of Judgment, and you affirm your faith in the Divine Decree. So how many pillars of Iman? Six. We have five pillars of Islam, and we have six pillars of Iman. Then we have Ihsan. Ihsan, doing the good deeds. How do you do Ihsan? By worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. Even if you don't see Him, He sees you. So, what do you learn from this hadith? Why we are discussing it here in the book of Iman? In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ and Jibreel ﷺ, they divided the religion to how many divisions? Three divisions. We have Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. Islam is clear. We discuss it. We started with it, with the first pillar, which is the shahadatain, because you cannot become a Muslim without saying the shahadatain. Then the other pillars, salah, siyam, zakah, these things, we discussed them in the fiqh. Now we're moving to the Iman. We're discussing the book of Iman. So what's the difference between Islam and Iman? According to your understanding from Hadith Jibreel alayhi salam, what's the difference between Islam and Iman?
Islam is things you do. Iman is things you believe in and you do from the heart.
Islam, things you do. Iman, things you do, you believe in, and you do in the heart.
Visible things and non-visible things about a human.
Visible things and actions and belief. Whatever you say, you need an evidence. So what's the evidence? Do you agree with him or not? Why?
First, the shahada. Mm-hmm. Things you say from the people who don't know you became a Muslim.
The shahada, things you say.
Yes. And the salah is an action. Siyam is also an action.
Mm-hmm.
Zakah is also an action from the people. Things that people will see and will know. Hajj is also an action. Iman, you can't really show it to anybody.
Iman, you cannot show it to anybody.
You can do some things that people will say is Mu'min, but your intent intention.
Yeah, let me ask you this now: the shahadatain. Doesn't it include belief also?
Yes, it does.
Where it is considered? Is it considered from the Islam or from the iman? Islam, because to become a Muslim, you have to say a shahadatain. So here again, the issue is a little bit confusing. How to understand this issue very well? You need to understand the evidences. You need to go back to all the evidences. And the essential one of them is this hadith. Hadith Jibreel alayhi salam. Now, scholars differed about the meaning of Islam and Iman. Some of them said they are both the same. They are both the same. Islam and Iman the same. Some of them said they are different. Could you have someone who is Muslim but he is not a believer?
Hypocrite.
But the hypocrite in reality, is he a Muslim or not?
In the outside, he is. But in the inside,
in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
in the sight of Allah, he's not.
He's not a Muslim. What about someone who said the shahadatain sincerely? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa muhammadur rasulullah. But he rarely prays, he doesn't pay the zakah, he commits sins. Is he a good believer?
No, because Islam is not just saying that.
Is he a Muslim?
He's a Muslim.
So are they two separate things or they are the same?
One is deeper than the other.
What about someone who's atheist? What about him? Is he a Muslim? No. Does he have Iman?
No.
No. So it's the same, Islam and Iman. What do you think?
It is the same in that aspect.
Which aspect?
You can have one and not have the other, but if you don't have any of them, you have neither one of them.
Okay, I will clarify this. Now, let's stick to the Iman itself, pillars of Iman. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Jibreel alayhi salam that to believe in Allah, the Day of Judgment, to believe in the Divine Decree, to believe in the angels. But we have it in the Quran also. Where do you have to believe in the pillars of Iman? Because someone would come and say, I only accept what's in the Quran. And tell me where in the Quran it says, I have to believe in the prophets. I believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but what about the previous prophets? Yes. The last ayah, very good. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. So it included four pillars. Here, in Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All you who believe. Now remember, they are already what? Believers. That's why they are called believers. What does it say? Believe in Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ Okay? Now remember, this is a command to believe. But that's not actually the point of the evidence. Here comes the point of the evidence. وَمِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ Whoever denies Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the Day of Judgment has gone far, far astray. So actually it's in the denial. Once you know that whoever denied any one of them, then he's a disbeliever, then you know that you have to believe in them. These are the pillars of Iman. This is very good ayah. In Surah An-Nisa, it talks about the pillars of Iman. Ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. And there are many ayat. Now, according to this ayah, this is the question I have for you. Are the Jews and Christians believers?
No.
No? Why?
Because they don't believe in the Prophet
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here is the question now. Can't you believe in like four pillars of Iman to be considered a believer, or you have to believe in all of them?
No,
I believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I don't believe in the other prophets. Or I don't believe in the angels because I did not see them. I believe in the judgment day because it makes sense that you have to be held accountable for your deeds. But I don't believe in the angels. I did not see them. What do you think? If someone said, I am a Muslim, but I don't pay zakah. He's not what?
He's not a Muslim.
He's not a Muslim? Why? Yeah, they said it's not mandatory. They said it's not mandatory, so they denied the obligation of the zakah. He did not deny it, but he did not do it. No one said he's not a Muslim. No one ever said he's not a Muslim. As long as he believes it's mandatory, that's why it is the job of the Muslim ruler. He comes and he takes the zakah forcefully from them. But if they denied the zakah, I agree with you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu fought them. Someone, he says, fasting is obligatory, but I cannot fast. I need to eat. Is he a Muslim or not? I'm asking you.
Yes,
he's a Muslim, right? Why don't we apply the same thing on Iman? I believe in the Day of Judgment. I believe in Allah. I believe in the messengers, but I don't believe in the angels. Yeah.
He's denying an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Where is the order?
In the last day, in the Surah Nisa.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't believe in the angels, that's it.
So we have to believe in all of them.
Yeah.
Do you agree all?
Yes.
Yes or no? Tell me.
Yes.
You have to believe in all of them. Okay, now we come to the issue. Remember this because I will come again to it. That they are all, they have to be. You have to believe in all of them. What's the definition of Iman? What's Iman? Now we're discussing Iman, the book of Iman. What's Iman? What's the definition of Iman? Do you know?
The six pillars.
Iman is the six pillars? When you say Iman is the six pillars, that means anything outside the six pillars is not Iman. Is that correct? Is that what you mean? What's the Iman? If you say the six pillars, that means if someone removed the harm from the way, it's not Iman. What's the definition of Iman? No one knows?
I remember that.
What's the definition of Iman? Subhanallah. Yes. Worshipping Allah as if you see Him. That means if you don't worship Allah as if you see Him, you're not a believer. What's Iman? Come on. Yes. Okay. So you say Iman is a term consists of 70 levels. The highest of them is Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, and the lowest? Okay, what if someone did all these things, 70? He said La ilaha illallah, and he removed the harm, and all these things, but he was doing this because he was showing off. Is he a believer? He is a believer? Minor shirk. If you say La ilaha illallah and you don't believe in it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the meaning of the word.
That's why I'm asking about the definition of Iman. Yes, Shahada. Complete faith in Allah. What do you mean by that? Complete faith in Allah. I have faith in Allah. But when you ask me to do something, I don't want to do it. I still have complete faith. That's what people say. Aren't you a Muslim? Yes, I am a Muslim. Why don't you do it? I don't have to. People ask you all the time, what's the Iman? How you judge people if this is a believer or not? Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, that's... These are some characteristics of the believers. When they listen to the ayat of Allah, their iman is increased. But mentioning some characteristics does not mean this is everything. How much love and compassion do you have in your heart? If I have lots of love, but I don't do anything.
Concerning Islam.
Yeah, I love Islam.
And you really believe in that?
You love, I believe, but I don't do.
No, you do it too, but...
You said to have love and compassion, you did not say to and to do. See, I want from you, this is the homework. The new homework. Define the iman linguistically and Islamically in the religious term. What's the definition of iman? Again, this is the essence of this class. If you don't know the definition, it's due Sunday, 9 a.m. inshallah. Define iman. Mention the definition of iman linguistically and in the religious term, Sunday. Yep. If we found one correct answer, that would have saved lots of time. Because basically we have three questions only. If you are able to answer them, what's the difference between Islam and Iman? What's the definition of iman? Does iman increase or decrease? Then we're done with this class. Now we're moving to the second issue. Does iman increase or decrease? This is based on your understanding of the iman. Yes, it does. Did you say it does? What's the evidence? How do you know if you don't have an evidence? Yes. If you're not sure, what do you think? Does iman increase or decrease or not?
Yes, it does. We talked about it the day before yesterday in Surah Al-Baqarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their iman, just like the lighting, it will light sometime and darken sometime, and increases and decreases.
Okay.
This is one of the evidence that I know. I know there is a hadith.
Yeah, but remember, it's talking about whom? The ayah. It's talking about.
Well, it's talking about
hypocrites. Are they believers? وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. No, we need. Yes, yes, we agree. I'm not saying iman comes and goes. I'm saying does iman increase or decrease? That's exactly what the deviant sects say. They say iman does not increase or decrease. It's one thing. If it came, it comes fully. If it's left, what is this? What is this?
Remote.
If you come tomorrow and you see it, is it changed? It's the same, right? Could you say that I had more faith that this is remote? You saw it the first time and you knew it, right? What is this color?
Black.
If you see it time after time after time, would that change your belief? No. So once you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, then you become a believer.
You become a Muslim, not a believer.
You become a Muslim.
There's a couple of hadiths. The Prophet said at the time a person commits adultery or has, he has lost iman at that moment.
Very good. That's very good. He lost iman. So at that time he is not a believer. And then he has to renew his iman. Because he did not say it decreases. He said it's lost. This is an evidence against you. I'm asking about something decreases and increases. Ears which he hears. Is it possible? Here is the question. Look at it. Is it possible that someone saw a color? And he knew it. It's blue. Now he knows it. If he sees it again, would he say that I had increased believing that it is blue? It's the same. He saw it. So the same thing they say about iman. Iman is one thing. It does not increase or decrease. Now again, we have an evidence from the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever said La ilaha illallah entered paradise." Paradise for the believers or for the disbelievers? For the believers. How you will enter paradise? By saying La ilaha illallah. So no matter how evil deeds you do, you are still a believer. So your iman is the same. How can you refute this? Again, now I mentioned to you logic, common sense, and evidence from the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So saying La ilaha illallah is sufficient. Yes, do you have something? Yes, there are conditions on La ilaha illallah. Now I'm coming back to the point I asked you to remember. I asked you, is it sufficient to believe in 5 of the 6 pillars or you have to believe in all of them? You have to believe in all of them. That means iman is one thing. If it comes, that's it. It doesn't increase. You don't say, I believe this is half blue or I have half belief it's blue. So the same thing. Iman does not increase or decrease. What do you think? So all the deviant sects will be happy with you because you agree with them that iman is one thing, it does not increase or decrease. Is it possible that someone has iman, belief and disbelief? Hisham. Is it possible that someone has disbelief and belief at the same time? It is possible. How? So he's not in paradise nor he's in hellfire?
The Prophet said that
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
has the hearts of believers, or the hearts of people that he turns in between his fingers. We're not the same all the time.
Uh-huh.
At times when calamities come upon us, sometimes we're distress, and some of us come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that, mm-hmm. Some of us don't.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing in time of happiness, we're not the same all the time. If we were, it would have been angels, but we're not. So, yes, I do believe, and other opinions also believe the same thing, that we do believe and disbelieve in some aspects, not.
You believe and disbelieve?
Not in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, that's the question. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you have iman and kufr at the same time?
Iman and kufr, no.
Yeah, that means iman is one thing. Whether you have it or you don't have it. That's what they are saying. Yes, do we have something from the students online? Who said that? Imam Shafi'i. What is the evidence? We are commanded to follow Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the sayings of people. I just quoted hadith, which implies that iman is one thing. Yes.
Hadith of Abu Bakr, when Hanzala, I believe, came to him and told him, "Nafaqa Hanzala," and then went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That I don't think the same way as what I do is in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him. said if you were to have the same level of iman all the time, you would be like the angels. You would be the angels.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not possible to have all levels of iman at the same time.
Very good. This is one of the evidences. Yes. This is one of the evidences that iman increases and or decreases. Hanzala, radiallahu anhu, one of the companions, he felt that he's losing his iman. So he went to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told him that once we are with you, we have very strong iman. Once we leave, it goes down, it drops. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that if you are on the same level, that means they are not always on the same level. This is an evidence. Go back to the ayah I mentioned. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. All you who believe. You already have belief. Believe. What does that mean? If you already have belief, why you are asked to believe? Increase your belief. That's the meaning of the ayah. Again, the ayah, yes. Very good, Bazigha and Abdullah. Indeed, the believers are those who, when the ayat of Allah are recited, what happened to them? It increases. Now, why the deviant sects, they said, iman is one thing. First, they did not want to include actions in the iman. They wanted to say it's only sayings. Consequently, you don't have to do anything. And you are a believer. So if you are the laziest person, just by saying you are a believer, that's it. They said iman is one thing, so they based all their falsehood on that. That's the essence. That's the basis of their falsehood. They did not understand that iman could be several branches. We have the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim that iman consists of more than 60 divisions. That means iman is more than one thing. You may fulfill some of them, you may not. It's not equal, the one who does only two of the 70 or the 60, and the one who did them all. It's not equal. So this is an evidence that iman increases. Yes. Very good. Very good. This is another evidence. And actually it is mentioned here. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked him to show him how he brings the dead to life. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ Allah asked Ibrahim, didn't you believe? He said, yes, but I want my heart to be reassured. قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي So this is an extra level. All these are evidences that iman indeed increases and decreases. Okay. Someone comes and says, I agree with you, iman increases, but it doesn't decrease. You could go up, but you cannot go down. So once you have iman, that's it. Now you are going upscale, you don't go down. So I agree with you because you quoted the ayah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The ayah, O you who believe in Allah, means increase your belief. Indeed, the believers are those when the ayat of Allah are recited, it increases. That's clear, but it doesn't decrease. If you lose your iman, you lose it totally. Whether it increases or you lose it totally. Again, why they say this? Because they believe the iman is one thing. Whether you get it or you lose it. You don't get part of it and lose part of it. What do you say? Do you agree with them? Iman increases, yes, because of the evidences, but it doesn't decrease.
I can't believe anything.
Very good. So you agree with the deviant sect.
It's very hard to regain your iman after you lost part of it. It's very hard.
So you became disbeliever.
I haven't seen many that totally disbelieve. There is a few examples.
Uh-huh.
But
Because remember, many deviant sects like Khawarij, Mu'tazila, they said whoever committed a major sin, he's not Muslim. They did not say he is disbeliever. They said he is in between. So you agree with that? Yeah. Yeah, Allah forgives. That's in the hereafter. We don't know what Allah will do with those people. But in life, in this life, we don't treat them like believers nor like disbelievers. Actually, the Khawarij, they considered them kuffar. They fought many Muslims just because they committed one sin.
But no, that's not true. I mean,
that's what they say. So what do you say about this? Why? You just said I can't believe in this.
No, I said I cannot believe in that. It's very hard to regain the iman once you lose part of it or lose it all. But what it's very easy to increase by your daily actions.
So, again, my question. Can iman decreases?
Yes.
Instead of losing it all, you could lose part of it? What's the evidence? I don't... Well, yeah. So, until now, you don't have evidence. So, we should not... So what do you think? Iman does not decrease. If it was decreased, it goes totally. Yes?
So it says iman is profession in the heart and by the tongue and action by the heart, tongue, and lips.
So what iman is actions, and this is a proof, this is a saying of a scholar. And this has nothing to do with my question. Does iman decrease or not? That's my question. My question is not to tell me so and so said so and so. Yes.
The same thing between the Prophet said, if it was the whole time, then you'd be like Jesus, so it has to decrease.
So it has to decrease. Hadith of Hanbala, that's true. But I want something else. Because this is, they may tell you, this is not... It's about increasing, not decreasing. Because once he's with the Prophet ﷺ, it increases. You don't know any hadith, any ayah that proves iman does decrease? When you commit a sin, what happens? Do you lose your iman?
No.
You don't lose your iman. Well, we have a hadith that whoever, like when the adulterer commits adultery, he loses iman. How do you prove that it's not losing the iman totally, it's losing part of the iman? How do you prove that?
By hadith or an ayah?
Yeah.
Well, I can't prove it right now.
Well, you see, this is the problem. The Prophet ﷺ, didn't he say that once you commit a sin, there will be a black dot in your heart? And then, if you do repentance, what happens? It will be wiped out. It will be removed. If you commit another sin, what happens? It increases. He did not say from the first sin, you lose your iman. Because if you lost your iman from the first sin, it doesn't matter how many sins you commit afterwards. So this is one evidence. Another evidence. The Prophet ﷺ said that iman wears out, just like the clothes. إن الإيمان لا يخلق كما يخلق الثوب. This is in Al-Hakim and Al-Tabarani. This is very important evidence. So the companions asked the Prophet ﷺ, how do we renew our iman if it wears out? What did he say? By saying لا إله إلا الله. Yes. Yeah. Who said this ayah? Who said this ayah? Shahada. Shahada. Who said this ayah? Bazigha. This ayah is against you, not for you. It mentions increment of iman. That's true. But for decrement, it mentioned that. What did it say? زَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُهُمْ كَافِرُونَ They died as disbelievers. That proves that iman does not decrease, it's removed totally. So be careful when you quote ayah or hadith to know the point of it. Yes. A little. لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. That's true. There are many evidences. Again, if you talk to a deviant person, I don't believe you will be able to convince him. There are many evidences for them. So you have to have also evidences. There are many ayat, many ahadith. But here comes the question now. Okay, fine. Let's say we agree with you. Iman increases, iman. What's the fruit? Why we discuss it? Whether we say iman is one thing or iman is lots of things, it could be increased, it could be decreased. You may lose part of it. You may lose it all if you don't do anything. What's the fruit? Yes?
To continue to do things to increase your iman.
Of course, if we say iman is one thing, that means once you say la ilaha illallah, once you do a good deed, you got your iman, so there is no need to do anything else. So this is one important thing. The other thing, on the opposite side, if we say iman is one thing, once you lose it, you don't lose part of it, you lose it totally. So you become what? A disbeliever. Or, to some deviant sects, they did not say he's a disbeliever, but he's in between. That means they will wait for you to commit one sin. But that's not the true religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the believers who committed sins to repent, to seek for forgiveness. Yes?
As it says, what about the ayah in the Quran where Allah says He has sent the Quran so that it can strengthen the iman?
Strengthen the iman, yes. This is another evidence for increment. So we said we have like at least 3-4 evidences. It proves that iman does increase. But decreasing the iman, you need more evidences. What is it?
It's when one of the companions asked the Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
if the iman increases or diminishes. He replied, yes, by remembrance of Allah, the iman increases.
Yes, by the remembrance of Allah, the iman increases.
Continuously.
Yeah. What about decreasing?
And by the little in remembrance, our iman diminishes.
Yes. What do we have else?
But what about if you see a harm, disliking in your heart, is the Lord's iman ever moving with your hands to hide it?
Very good. Yeah. This again shows you that iman is different levels. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever saw an evil, he should forbid it. He should deny, reject the evil with his hand. If he was not able, then he should do it with his tongue. If he was not able, then with his heart, and that's the least. The least means there is more and there is more. So the Prophet ﷺ himself divided iman to levels. So it's not equal. The one who prays only 5 times a day only, and the one who goes to the masjid, he prays there, he prays the nawafil, and he prays qiyam al-layl, and he prays all these prayers, they are not equal. And the same thing with the other types of ibadah. So iman is different levels. And with this, inshallah, we'll conclude our session for today. Is there any question about the issues of iman? Again, we have, does the iman increase or decrease? This is your job. You need to know at least 3 evidences for each one. It increases or decreases. What's the fruit if we say iman increases or decreases? What are the pillars of iman and what's the evidence? We have Hadith Jibreel. What's the difference between Islam and iman? That's the big question that we did not answer. And we will start with it, inshallah, next class. But I could not do it until you answer the question about the definition of iman.